questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today we will yet again dive into the question about the possible distortion and alteration of the Holy Quran in what has become a very extensive and elaborate discussion for us, dear Sheikh, thanks to you. And inshallah we have benefited from these discussions. So today we will like to talk about whether or not these different recitations, they count as an alteration of the truth and alteration of the Holy Quran, and thus as it is a counterpoint to our belief that the Holy Quran is safe from all corruption. Last time, before we had to end the program, we mentioned that when the Imams, the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them, they were asked about which recitation they should implement and recite, they were told that recite as the people recite. And some have taken this to mean that all of the recitations, they are correct. Now, dear Sheikh, please continue where you left off last time.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether the differences in recitation of the Quran is a form of tahrif, distortion or not, we said that, first of all, the first answer is that, all these differences do not make much differences in the meaning of the Quran. And so it cannot be kind of distortion. Rather, according to some, it's a miracle of the Quran that can be recited in different ways, and all the ways are correct in terms of the meaning. Second, we said that when we ponder over the concept of tahrif or distortion, there are two elements. One of them is that the intention, it is done intentionally. And second of all, those people who want to distort, they want to do a kind of corruption to change the meaning, which is not the case for reciters of the Quran. Rather, they were looking for the best recitation of the Quran to
they
the
were
best
scholars
way.
Of Islam, researchers. Were.
Exactly. Now, having said that, I would like to mention a couple of other points. First of all, we know that all the Muslims throughout the world, scholars and lay people, they are very sensitive about the distortion of the Quran. Imagine if a Quran is printed, lacking some words and some verses, you will see a great reaction of the people, the scholars. I think some years ago, a book, a so-called Quran, was published by an American publisher, and it was called Al-Furqan, omitting the verses about jihad. And then it caused a great reaction by Muslims all around the world. So it shows the fact that throughout the history of Islam, all the Muslims were very, very sensitive toward the way the Quran is recited.
Very protective.
Exactly. And but when it comes to different recitations of the Quran, you cannot see any reaction by the Muslims. We have famous Egyptian reciters of the Quran. One of them recites Maliki Yawmiddin. The other recites Maliki Yawmiddin. Do the Muslims give it a negative reaction? Oh, you are distorting the Quran? No. The same Muslims who react to that distorted version of the Quran, they receive these differences with enthusiasm. They look at it as a maybe positive fact regarding the Quran. The fact that two reciters, they are reciting the Quran differently, but both of them, both the meanings are correct, and we can accept both. My point is that when we receive to the Muslims, they do not regard these, slight differences as a kind of distortion of the Quran. Rather, they would have reacted like they had reacted before. And the last point that I would like to share is the fact that, and this is pretty, precise, and I would like ask the listeners to pay careful attention. I'm taking that from a narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, that إن القرآن واحد نزل من عند واحد. Quran is one. It was revealed from one, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was revealed by God. ولكن الاختلاف يجيء من قبل الرواة. Difference comes from the narrators, referring to the reciters. I think this is a very profound narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, which gives us a very profound answer to this question of whether such differences in recitations of the Quran is a kind of distortion or not. The point is that what is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contained in the book of Quran that we have right now. So a book of Quran is within the access of all the people. This is the book that was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Is there any kind of distortion in this book? No. What is the problem? The problem is the way that we are going to recite the words.
Right.
I hope my point is clear. The point is that there is no distortion in the revealed book. I mean, the same copy is within my access and within all the Muslims all around the world and even with the non-Muslims.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
To give an example that is more near, and of course not to say that that is what the Quran is, just like a tool, maybe like also a weapon. You can either use this weapon to hunt animals so you can feed yourself and your family, right? Or you can use it to harm other people. But it's the same tool. It hasn't changed, perhaps.
Yeah, but my point is slightly different from that example. Let me give you an example. Imagine that a tablet is discovered belonging to 2,000 years ago.
Which is actually quite common, right?
Okay. And, I mean, there are some texts written on it, okay?
Right.
Is it a distortion in the text that is written? No, the text is there.
It is one.
It is one. Now, two people may come and read that text differently.
Right.
Does it mean a distortion has occurred in that text?
Makes sense. Right, no.
No, the text is there.
Right, especially if it's a foreign language one,
exactly.
An old language you cannot understand.
It is our fault that we are not able to, conclude whether this one is the true recitation or reciting of that text or the other one. Now, my point regarding the Quran is that we have the text protected completely. I mean, all the copies of the Quran are the same. So this book is protected by God. Now we, if you may put it this way, we are not, conclude whether it is Malik or Malik. It is our fault. Although we may not call it a fault because I refer to the roots.
Right.
So the fact is, the fact that Arabic calligraphy, was completed, gradually speaking, stage by stage, vowels were added, dots were added. It doesn't make the Quran distorted. Quran is there. The text is the same. Imagine the tablet. The tablet is there. But now we have different ways of reciting that tablet. We have different ways of reciting that holy text. I'm talking about the Quran.
Right. So actually, we didn't have different reciters at the start of the revelation.
Of course not.
It was all one.
Of course not.
Right.
So I think if we look at from that first, because some people say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have revealed the Quran and we are protecting that. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't protect the Quran? The answer is that the Quran is protected.
It is protected.
That tablet is protected.
Right.
But now the way that we are going to recite, this is, a problem of us, fallible human beings. And of course, when Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, will come, he will tell us that which one of them is the most correct one.
And also give us.
Or maybe the another answer might be that, okay, when it comes to this verse, two recitations are correct.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
So my point is that at the end of the day, the Quran in and of itself is free from any kind of distortion.
The covers.
What we have between the dafatain or the covers of the book, which is what is mentioned in the narrations, is what exactly was revealed to the Prophet. Now, because of some reasons, there are differences which do not make, much difference in the meaning of the Quran.
Right.
But that is a kind of shortcoming when it comes to us as reciters of the Quran.
Right.
But it doesn't change the reality. The reality is that the Quran is completely protected and no change or alteration have occurred regarding the text of the Quran.
Right.
So shed more light on this last answer, which I like it the most. By the way, this is not my answer. I'm taking that from one of the contemporary Shia scholars, Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Lankarani, who is the son of Ayatollah Fadl Lankarani, rahmatullah alayh. I've taken this answer from him, and I found it very interesting and profound. He also further explains that, imagine that for one verse of the Quran, like Mutashabahat, the ambiguous verses, we have two ways of interpretation of the Quran. Or not only for the Mutashabahat, for Muhkamat. You know that we have different layers of the meaning of the Quran, like two, three interpretations. Does it mean that Quran is distorted because there are different ways of interpreting one verse? No. I mean, the text of the Quran is protected. Now, the way that we understand the Quran might be different. We have two, three interpretations, and all of them might be correct. So the same applies to different ways of reciting the Quran. The text is there. It is mim, lam, kaf.
Right.
It is free from any kind of distortion. Now, one person recites Malik, the other recites it as Malik. But the text is without any distortion, like the verse that has different interpretations. And according to some, as the Quran, as one verse can have different interpretations, different recitations can be accepted too. And let me also, share the last point, and that is the fact that we have a famous narration, which I think is from the Prophet, that the Quran was revealed based on سبعة أحرف, seven letters. Now, there are different explanations of this prophetic narration. Some believe that the Holy Prophet meant seventh recitations of the Quran, like we talked about Qurra Sab'a, those famous seven reciters of the Quran. Some believe that this prophetic narration refers to the fact that all those seven recitations are true, and all of them make sense. They do not make any great change in understanding the Quran. But some scholars believe that no, that narration is talking about another issue, which is a separate discussion.
And just one final add-on, for example, in the Surah Al-Fatiha, when we say Malik or Maliki Yawmindin, we do not say Malaka or Mulki.
Exactly.
Because it does not fit. So the differences, they are very narrow and precise.
Exactly.
Which still point to the same meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is. The Quran is protected from corruption. Walhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And with that, we will have to end this extensive topic and discussion. We thank the dear Sheikh very much for joining us for these sessions and for providing a very, very deep and informative answer. And I also thank the dear listeners. I hope that we have all reaped benefit from this discussion. And until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن